Of course, I will be taking a leave of absence, effective probably right at the end of this meeting, as the writ will be dropped. It has been dropped. It will be in place tomorrow. I would like to say that this has been an incredible experience for me as an individual from a number of points of view. But first and foremost, for the fact that I've been working with an exceptional group of people around this council table. I think we've got an exceptional council. I think collectively together, we've accomplished some remarkable things. We can always do better. And most importantly, we're always able to have that conversation about how to be better. And that's I think, the critical thing about that makes this council work. I think there's a remarkable future for the City of Timmins and Northeastern Ontario. You've heard me talk about this many, many, many times. I think that one of the challenges with this council, and I think there'll be a number of people at this council, it'll be at the next council, with the next group, they'll accept the challenges. And when I take a look at the challenges like the Hall Nor Rail project, that was a tremendous win, as we've just heard today. We know that we've got a future that is really unavoidable because we've got what the world wants here in Northeastern Ontario. And I think we've got a group of people collectively as citizens that are totally engaged in that future. I think we've got excellent relationships with the Indigenous community. The fact that 25% of this council is an Indigenous speaks to me how effectively and how efficiently, and those are not really the right words, but how they honour the Indigenous peoples in Timmins. 25% of this council is Indigenous, which I think is a tremendous statement for the city. I'm very proud that we, for the first time, we acknowledge traditional lands. So I think we've made a number of strides that are maybe, perhaps, and they should be, taken for granted because they're just normal. But we have to challenge ourselves. We're growing, and we have to seize the day. If we're forced the decision as to whether we develop the lands that should be developed to provide the housing, then we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to face that challenge. And we're going to have to figure out a way to how to make it work financially. Strategically, working with all the obstacles and with all the challenges that we have so that we know we can manage this without putting any particular class of taxpayer in jeopardy. I think we've got the group of people that can do this. If I am successful in my quest, it will be a pleasure to work with this council and the administration to accept these challenges, to ensure that we seize all the opportunities that we have available in front of us in the City of Timmins and Northeastern Ontario, so that, in fact, never again will Timmins be forgotten on anybody's agenda. Not possible. Not possible. So thank you very much for everything that you've given me, because what I've received from you is tenfold more than I've been able to give to you. So thank you very much for everything you've given me. Hopefully we'll see you soon. Thank you.